Well, greetings, brethren, and welcome to everyone here and out there. Now, to be honest, I was feeling rather chipper until I got up here. But we'll see how it goes. Title this particular message for today, When Your Hope Comes to Pass. When your hope comes to pass. What does one say to a people who study and pray daily and who seek God's ways daily and who in their own hearts they come to realize that this is God's truth. It is His way of life. And therefore, they will walk and they will live in this way willingly. I stress the word willingly. What can one say to a people who for the moment, well, for the majority of these people, have gotten over a lot of these things we went through when we first came in, the do's and the don'ts of God's Word. And they should be learning over time and receiving not just the what is called the milk of the way and the milk of the Word, but also the strong meat of it as time goes on. As we all should be or become more mature in this way, year by year by year. What can one say to the people that God has said to do this way, to believe this way, you may have to count the cost of this willingly walking this way, thinking and reasoning a way that they were and are not naturally inclined to do so. Is there a verse where it says, it's not in man, it's not in him. I was wondering what can one say to this people that are taught that by following this way, you know, one may very well experience a life of those good moments of blessings and events, but also are taught that one may very well have to willingly learn to endure things that they may have never gone through before. All for a promise of eternal life to come. I was wondering what can one tell a people that as they, as the Bible would put it, sojourn or travel this particular way of life, one's life may travel paths and directions that can be a blessing to one, but also may very well be an experience when one may see God's hand in your life at times. And yet at other times, you may not. And as our nature tends to do, all the blessings in the world we appreciate and say thank you. But there comes a time sometimes we question God as never before of the why. Why a trying and a bad moment has come to them. And a bad moment that one may never receive the answer or an answer that they would not like. How will one instruct this particular people that God called out of this world and He teaches His ways, that one's future can be the kingdom of God? Yes, it can be. If these same people place their hope and ultimate dreams in this life of always the good times and some trying times when they come, and some may very well do, hope in this life for a lot of things and hope that this life will always be a continued process of rainbows, of earthly delights only. In a reality that it's not always that way. Because if they put all their hopes in this life, then one will become deceived and disillusional. We see, brethren, the true hope that will come if one lets God teach us through His Holy Spirit daily, will develop as much as possible those godly traits of His character we find in Galatians 5:22. For these traits are what God says that we must develop, especially when I read Psalms 37:7, patiently wait on the Lord. And one of these traits to me is patience. Usually, in our tough times, when we may never receive an answer of why our life, or your life, or whoever, why our life may have taken a direction of many trials that we could never imagine would have occurred, and that one will literally have to endure those trials to their end. And you will have your faith, your patience, tried perhaps over and over and over if one may never receive the answer or the answer you may not like to the why of life's trials come. It's like that old song, "Why me, Lord? What have I done? What has so-and-so done?" Brethren, the question I want to ask is, Is it in your heart to say, "Your will be done, Father"? For down in your own heart, you may not really feel that way. It's easier to say it than sometimes to live it. Brethren, Romans 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good, for our good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." All things work for our good. But when? For blessed, as Christ said one time, for blessed are they who they've not seen. Maybe they haven't really seen the hope yet to come. But they still believe it will come. What can one say to all who go through challenging moments of time? That can drain out that small voice of hope of the mind of God that is in us through His Spirit. If we continue to allow what Satan would love, discouragement, and let that be our guide to live by. But you know, brethren, God's reality for us, it is our hope. It is our hope to come. That is, if we never leave God's way, not just walk out the door, but in the heart. Even if our ending may come and you realize that in that twinkling of an eye, you awake in God's kingdom, realizing that God's hope, your hope, has come to pass. And brethren, I've cut a lot of this message out to arrive to this hope that we have been given. Again, as I said several months ago, will it be enough for each one of us to believe that when you read in Romans 8, 18, that the suffering of this present time, be it mentally, spiritually, or physically, they are not worthy to be compared to glory, which shall be revealed in you. Romans 8:18. And so, in a nutshell, what is that hope and that glory that we shall receive? Well, to get right to it, Psalms 82:6. And Christ said, "We have become gods." And secondly, in 1 Corinthians 2:9, and I quote quite often, "We will realize has become our reality. For the eye has not seen, nor the ear has heard, nor has it entered into the heart of men, the things which God has prepared for those who love him." And therefore, friends, God says at this particular time, and he says this now, "Here is the hope I promised you, even in your uncertain times. Enter you into the kingdom of God."